Song of the Christian. There is no other name that rejoices the heart of the believer than the wonderful name of Jesus. This name has gladdened the heart of men and women down through the centuries, and instilled hope and peace into a world that is dead in trespasses and sins, a world where man is at war with man. His name stands uniquely in the pages of Scripture as the singular name by which salvation is given. For there is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. There is no other name but the name of Jesus that lifts the weary soul to the heights of heaven and calms the troubled breast. Many beautiful hymns of prayer and songs of praise have been penned that lift up the sweet name of Jesus, for his name alone soothes the ache of the sorrowing heart. His name alone can calm the clamour of the troubled breast. He alone engenders heavenly hope in a believer's life and pours in the oil of his perfect peace into the struggling soul. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Jesus not only sustains and holds the universe together by the might of his powerful arm, but he holds each one of us in the palm of his hands and protects and provides all we need for life and holiness. Jesus is manna for all that are hungry and pressed down and running over. He is the overflowing fountain of refreshment that floods into the soul of each weary wanderer. He is that spring of water that wells up within unto eternal life. He alone provides sustenance to those who have discovered him to be their bread of life and living fountain. Jesus makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. He's manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Oh, but Jesus is the horn of our salvation, the rock on whom we stand. He is the foundation upon whom our faith rests and the anchor on whom our soul is secured. Jesus is our shield and buckler, our defence and our defender. He is our sustenance, shepherd, saviour and friend, our prophet, priest and king. He is our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and end, our Lord, our life, our great high priest. And he is the only way to the Father, for only he lived a perfect life and gave his life a ransom for many, so that all that believe on his name will not perish, but have everlasting life. There is indeed no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. The name of Jesus is the one and only name that is worthy of our devotion and reverential praise. He alone is entitled to our everlasting worship and deep honour. He alone has the right to be exalted far above everything that is in heaven above, and the earth beneath, and the waters under the earth. For he alone is God, manifest in the flesh. No wonder the angelic host cover their faces and cry day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." And the day is fast approaching when at the name of Jesus every knee will one day bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.